Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in. Dan, are you offended as a longtime Packers fan that we're now calling them Micah Parsons and the Packers, or is that okay with you?
Oh, God, no.
You guys want to make sure.
No, you have to call Micah Parsons and the Packers.
I mean, there are a lot of guys that have been there for a long time.
He's the blue chipper on that roster.
Oh, well, you might want to mention a quarterback there along the way, too.
No, all
right. Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder right now is embedded somewhere near Berea, probably in Berea, as he gets set for Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now, and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
And an update worth noting, yes, on the Packers side of things, Tucker Kraft, who was dealing with that knee injury, he was off to the side doing a whole bunch of exercise, all that stuff. Did not touch the practice field, though, for the Green Bay Packers today. If he is out for that game, the tight end Tucker Kraft, that is a big deal. That's a big part of the Packers offense. Get it to the big guy in space. Yep. And if he's not out there, one less weapon for Jordan Love to rely on.
Oh, that's too bad. We will have Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up here in just a few moments, probably momentarily, right? What time do we think he's going to hit the podium? 2 or 3 minutes from now? 4 minutes?
Five minutes? Somewhere in this segment.
Somewhere in this segment. And then don't forget, we'll do two keys and a locked, and then quick predicts, your chance to hop in on the show at the end of the show, where you'll tell us the score of the Browns-Packers game and Monday morning's headline. There was a headline that came out yesterday, and just, I mean, what a big nothing that ODOT thing was with the Browns' new stadium. Right? I mean, it turned out to be a gigantic, like, let's get news directors and news editors super excited and let's get, oh, look at this. ODOT said, I remember the headlines. Old ODOT said they're not doing the dope state. Oh, man, this is a joke. What are they going to do? Are they going to move? Where are they going to play? Maybe this is going to be the final straw that says the Browns might want to move farther away from Northeast Ohio than that. Oh, maybe they're going to another suburb. Maybe blah, 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 blah. Come on, man. Everyone knew this was just a passing of wind in the whole story. First of all, did anyone, seriously, I don't even know if maybe people who work at ODOT knew that ODOT had some sort of say in airports. I just assumed that they do a fantastic job of making sure that our roads are in tip-top condition and that they keep the orange barrel business in business. I'm not ripping ODOT. I just did not know that ODOT had anything to do with airports. I always thought everything was about the FAA when it comes to the airport. So
until you and I were on the air reading that whole thing, when it came down, I was like, ODOT has something to do with air travel?
But the power they had in this one. ODOT had power. They put out a statement. They said the Browns couldn't have the permit because there was going to be too tall, 150 feet above ground elevation.
I know,
which made me hearken back to those champion flyers, those pilots that we had for decades throughout Northeast Ohio. God bless you. To the pilots that were able to maneuver around the smokestacks they had when it was a Ford engine plant. And I'm sure those smokestacks had to be higher than the new dome was. I could be wrong, but I mean, you want to talk about great American heroes. Those commercial pilots, thank you thank you for making sure that we all landed safe at Hopkins when they had those out there. I don't know how they snuck that past ODOT the first time to be able to let planes land at Hopkins when that happened. Then the other one, the other champion of all champions, is the fact that I don't even know how they did this. So they built an airport. Check this out.
Okay.
On the lake.
Really?
It was a dirt field first, and then they named that airport Burke Lakefront Airport. And you know what? They built that with a gigantic stadium in front of them. Yet somehow, some way, those great champions of the city of Cleveland were able to figure out a way to put an airport with a giant stadium at the end of the runway. Yet, ODOT, where was ODOT then? Talk about slipping one past the goalie. Where was ODOT to protect us when they put Burke up to make sure that, you know, everything was going to be okay, knowing that that stadium that had been built there already was going to be in the... I talk about just what a great American segment.
Continuing to overcome adversity. That's what the city of Cleveland has done. Continue to overcome adversity.
Here's what I don't understand about this ODOT thing, okay? And I'm just being totally serious now without being sarcastic and being snide. Snide the way I am.
70-30.
So ODOT decides that they're going to reject the permit citing height concerns, right? And the Browns have the right to an appeal. I'm reading the Cleveland.com story. It said, ODOT and the Browns have been in talks for weeks, although a formal appeal hadn't been filed.
Okay.
So they denied it, yet they didn't even have to appeal because ODOT came back to waive the height limit, which is 150 feet above the airport's ground elevation, that ODOT determined the stadium would not require any changes to the airport's current flight operations. ODOT also noted that there would be required lighting on top of the stadium. So somehow, some way, someone forgot to put those red lights on there.
It's amazing how that goes.
What a joke. What a gigantic joke this is. I mean, it's just, all this sounds like is politicians just trying to throw up roadblocks to progress.
So,
and I get it. Trust me, please don't get on me with the whole basket. It's a shame. I wanted the team to stay downtown.
We all did.
I did.
We all did.
But I also know the pain and agony of what I felt, and I get irritated thinking about the team that I grew up watching is Baltimore now. Okay? Drives me crazy. So if the Browns want to move to a line, or go across a line to stay that close to Cleveland, so be it. It just aggravates the you-know-what out of me.
It's ridiculous. We all wanted them to stay in Cleveland. We all gave multiple ideas, recommendations, places that they could put this thing. The city of Cleveland shuffled their feet.
And waited to the last minute, knowing that when the contract was up.
Exactly.
It's not only city of Cleveland, it's county too.
Like, county as well.
The county makes zero sense to me. I say it every time. Please, can we get... And I feel bad for the folks that are on the council, that are on the county council, not the head of the... Not the head of the county, because they seem to understand that Burke Park is in Cuyahoga County, that Cuyahoga County needs to represent the people of Burke Park as well as the people of Cleveland and the people of North Homestead and everything within the county. Euclid, Cleveland Heights, Shaker Heights.
Right. And so,
South Euclid.
Fairview. As we said on numerous occasions, like, come up with a better plan. Here are a lot of ideas that we can help you to do a better plan. Who knows? You can't change the past now. You can only look to use it to help mend the future. And that's what we'll see what happens with this stadium. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You know who is coming up. It's you. Yeah, you. Why? Well, of course, we are going to do quick predicts in about 12 minutes, I think, is when we'll start that thing. So what you'll do is you'll give us the score of the Browns-Packers game, and then you'll give us Monday morning's headlines. And coming up here in a moment, we are going to give you two keys and a lock. Speaking of headlines, Dan, the big headline coming out of Berea, what's up with the kicker?
Man, we got a few of them coming out of Berea. Mike Hall out this week for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he was on his way back, and I don't know what took place there, but he's out for this game. Joel Bitonio is questionable.
Well, Mike hasn't played yet.
Right.
So
he was starting to hit the practice field a little bit, so you know, you start seeing it, you know, I guess to go full Stefanski on you trending appropriately.
Ah, okay.
Yes. You start seeing it trend appropriately, and you know, then you see the out, and you're like, oh, well, maybe it's not as appropriate. Joel Bitonio questionable with the back injury in this game. DeAndre Carter in concussion protocol. He is questionable. Jack Conklin questionable as well. And Andre Schmidt questionable with a left calf injury that crept up during camp. Coach then adding in having an MRI done on the calf. That's not good.
Here it is. This guy wins his job back last week, right? Everyone was ready to kick him out of town after game one. And now all of a sudden he gets hurt at practice?
Felt something at practice today, MRI, premature to see if they'll need a different kicker. That's not good. That's not what you want.
A kicker's a kicker. They could just bring anybody in, couldn't they?
I'm with you. You know my opinion on kickers. Missed a couple yesterday.
I will say this, though. Unless you're Phil Dawson, you're just a kicker.
Again, unless you're
Don Cockcroft, you're just a kicker. That's a shout out to Don.
There's a couple of those guys that are out there who fit that category, but yeah, they're kickers. They kick and then they start missing and then you get a new one. And so I have a feeling we are going to be reading tomorrow about how the Browns will be bringing in three different kickers and deciding to pick one. I don't know if Dustin Hopkins will be one of those. But let me ask you this. If you're Dustin Hopkins, you've been cut by this team. If the Browns came to you and said, hey, you want to come back? Would you do it or would you be like, no, you cut me the first time?
You're joking, right?
No, not at all.
Is he out of work?
I mean, he's getting paid by the Browns to sit at home.
Is he out of work?
He's getting paid by the Browns to sit at home.
Is he going
to
make more if he comes in here?
He'd have to sign a new contract.
Are you out of work? Do you want to be a kicker in the NFL? A job that anybody would love to have?
I don't know, man. Collecting paychecks at home, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Is another team going to sign you if you do that? Or are they going to go like, all right, bravo. You won it over the Browns, right?
Just, you know, we know that there's egos.
Of course you would take it. Although I don't think they'd bring him back.
I don't think they would either.
So, I don't think the Browns would even put themselves in that spot. Didn't we just go through this with Baker Mayfield a couple years ago? After he said goodbye? And then they wanted to bring him back? And then Deshaun said, I'm not coming? And they're like, oh, we better pay Deshaun whatever he wants? And let's give up a ton of picks? Remember that road? Remember that story?
I mean, yes, that's the bigger version of, hey, could you come kick a game for us?
Yes, it is. I do want to get two keys in the lock here, so let's do that. Let's fire it up. Anthony, you good to go?
Good to go.
Two keys and a lock. Things we're thinking about when it comes to this game against the Packers. Key number one, Dan Menigan.
Key number one, stop Josh Jacobs. If you can take Josh Jacobs and the running game of the Green Bay Packers away, you will make Jordan Love have to throw it, and Jordan Love will throw it to you if you let him. It's one of the flaws of Jordan Love. He thinks he can make every single throw. So key number one, take away Josh Jacobs and the Packers running game.
Voice of the Tigers, what do you got? Key number one.
Key number one is bring the pickle juice and the IVs, whatever you need to make sure that you are not cramping in those all black uniforms, all brown uniforms, in a day that's going to be hot as well. I don't need to see people on the sidelines because they are cramping.
Fair enough. And by the way, he did tell us it was going to be hot on Sunday. Kevin gave us the forecast. Who needs a weatherman when you've got your head coach as a forecaster? Key number one for me, eat the ball. Despite the fact that they've won the time of possession, 31-49 in game one, 31-49 in game number two, they need to continue to do that to give the defense a chance to rest, and they need to consume time. That, to me, I still think is a winning combination. Even though they are 0-2 on the season and they've won both, I still think they must stick with that game plan. Key number two. Dan.
Key number two for me is to find a run game of your own. This team seemed to have figured out how to do it a little bit better. Hopefully Quinshon Judkins is able to do that, and the running game can get going, because you got to have time of possession, like you just said.
Anthony.
Finally, win the turnover battle. That's it.
I'm with you on that, too. I wrote down forced turnovers. I said the defense must score. We need the defense to actually put the ball in the end zone, or at least put them in a position for a field goal. So that's where I'll go with that. All right, let's go with our lock. Lock. Anthony, go first on the lock.
Oh, my lock is Tucker Kraft is going to play it. He's going to score a touchdown.
Ooh, wow. All right, Dan.
My lock. Oh, man. Micah Parsons with 2 sacks. It's probably my lock in this one. I got a feeling DeJuan Jones is going to have a day ahead of him. I hope he doesn't. I hope he holds up.
I'll give you my lock on this one. I don't think it's that crazy. Quinshon Judkins, touchdown. Is that crazy?
Not in the slightest.
I don't think it is.
Not in the slightest.
I think that's slam dunk. All right, but they need to get more than two of those. So that's one of the things. That's two keys and a lock. You know what's next? You're what's next, my friends. Welcome into the show, because we are going to do quick predicts. You will tell us the score of the Browns-Packers game and then give us Monday morning's headline, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is coming up next right here. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.